Well, hello, everyone. How are you? It is the Morning Disaster. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Ray.
I see you're back in your studio today. Look at that. You sound very good.
Much better than the phone.
You got up and made the trek over today, I see.
Yes, I did.
Well, good for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for you. Mm-hmm. It is a Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. Now, this is the last show of the week, I believe, because I was told yesterday I have an appointment tomorrow. Or I got a call to get fit in for an appointment tomorrow. And I would have canceled, except it's very important. It's got to do with my whole weight loss, you know.
Yes.
The whole thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I got to do that tomorrow morning.
It's an awesome thing.
Yeah, and I got to be there at 9, so we'll see what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
It's the whole I'm getting weight loss surgery, so.
I know.
For those that don't know.
Lucky.
Yeah, so I got to go in and do whatever.
Do what they tell you.
Yep. Yeah, I don't even know how it works. I don't know what they're going to tell me. You know what I mean? I don't know. Wish they'd tell me, you know, well, we're just going to bring you in next week and get it done. But I'm sure that's not it. I'm sure.
How many appointments have you been to?
A few. Few.
So, yeah. You have no clue.
Yeah, I still don't have
You
any.
Still don't know what's going
I know.
On.
Well, I'm bringing my wife with me to this one.
So that you can remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember anything, you know? I remember, it's just, I don't, how do I say this gently? I don't pay attention. You know?
It doesn't sink in.
No. I get into a doctor's
it's
office.
It's kind of important.
I get into a doctor's office. I'm looking at everything but the doctor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just.
I pay very close attention.
Yeah. You see, I don't. I could go to the doctor. They could tell me I'm dying, and I would leave not knowing what the hell they said. I'd go, wow, cotton balls, you know, tongue dispensers. I just don't pay attention.
Yeah.
I have ADD so bad. My attention is just, you know, my attention is gone when I'm pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Except for broadcasting.
Even then, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times I forget in the middle of the show. I don't know, man. I have a really screwed up. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just screwed up. I never know what's going on. My memory is shot. I'm playing this game, Stop. Are you familiar with this game?
No.
It's an app. And the game is called Stop. All right?
Okay.
And here's the premise. I'm bringing it up right now so I can tell you about it. You have a bunch of different categories, okay?
So like Jeopardy.
Yeah, sort of. Like you hit... All right, you... let me just click this. Okay. So there's categories like things you put on a, you know, things you fight about. Disney Pixar characters, candies, things you put on a wall, Star Wars things, okay?
Uh-huh.
These are all things that you fill out. Okay. And they give you a letter. All right.
Uh-huh.
And they give you like a random letter and then these questions. And you have to answer things with the first letter were that start with the letter they gave you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted me to answer a Star Wars thing starting with the letter P.
Okay.
I don't know any Star Wars things the letter P. I get hung up on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, pop, 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 and I can't figure it out.
Star Wars thing starting with the letter P.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Things you can't touch and, you know. Just whatever, things you hang on a wall. I don't know. What the hell? With a letter P? But I miss the simplest things. Like, I had a letter A, and it's like things you hang on the wall. And
art.
Yeah. I couldn't even think of art. I couldn't think of art. Oh, my God. My brain does not work. It just doesn't work.
That Star Wars thing, it starts with the letter P, is kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a series of questions. And the series of questions, you have one letter that you have to answer all the questions with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It was something else. To kind of, you know. That's like, so I start playing this game. And I'm terrible at it. I mean, I am horrible at this game.
Yeah.
I can't win.
It's like a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, but, yeah, I guess. It's just, it's the one letter.
Without the crossword.
Yeah, it's the letter that gets me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, I can't answer these questions. So it's terrible. And my brain just doesn't want to work.
Oh, mine doesn't either. Mm. It's my brain is lazy.
I think I'm just stupid.
I used to be smart.
Or I could be, you know.
I think I got mad cow.
Yeah, maybe I got dementia. I think I've got early onset dementia.
I think I do all the time.
Yeah. And when I was younger, this is honest to God true. When I was younger, I would use smaller words so the audience would understand me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would take some time because I would want to use bigger words, you know, larger words.
The same way.
And then I'd be like, well, no, let me dumb that down because I want people to understand me. Now, I can't even remember the big friggin' words. I don't even remember them. It's horrible. Like I've gotten disabled. Mental disability. Yeah, so. Like I'm broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I'm continually forgetting things, you know. Anyway, I did afternoons on WMAY yesterday.
I know, I listened during commercial.
Oh, thank you for that. Listen during commercial.
At least I tuned in.
Yeah, it was. I had fun. Yeah, you know, that was not bad. I had a lot of fun doing it. I can't remember what I did. Once again, my brain is not working correctly. I know I did something.
You were talking with Mike about the whole
the concerts, the State Fair concerts.
The State Fair concerts, and you right before that you were talking about the Cubs guy going to the Cardinals.
Oh yeah, Dexter Fowler. That's right. Yeah, that's right. I did Dexter Fowler. I also did the Uber story of the guy telling me about, you know. You have the nicest eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't share the part where I've got to see that cock. You know, mm-hmm.
I don't think they can handle that there.
I'm a little weirded out by that. Well, I was trying to tell the story and not sound homophobic and not, you know. I thought I did a pretty good job of it, you know. Yeah, I thought I did okay yesterday. I'll tell you the funniest thing was at the very beginning of the show, there was this guy that There was a robbery that happened on Monday night, right? And a guy wearing an orange hoodie and a green bandana walked into the Freedom Oil.
Oh, with the machete?
With a machete.
Yeah, on Dirksen.
And my take was, who didn't see this? You know what I mean? Who didn't see a guy walking around with a machete and an orange hoodie and green bandana?
Uh-huh.
Who in the hell could not see this? I mean, you know, who would not be suspicious of this? I mean, listen, I could understand.
Like they're going to say anything.
Yes. Yes. Well, I could understand not profiling people. You know what I mean? And I think that's wrong. I think if you profile a person simply because he's black or he's Mexican or, you know what I mean? I think that's wrong. Okay. But there is nothing wrong with profiling someone with a giant machete walking down the street.
Right.
It's okay to profile them.
But are you going to be the one going out to him saying, hey,
no, I'm just saying,
there?
when someone saw him, they should have called the police and said, hey, listen, there's a guy with a machete on North Thurston Parkway. You guys need to get over here quickly. I don't know what he's doing. But the guy goes into the Freedom Oil and he steals money. And he goes, give me some cigarettes. So he wanted cigarettes too. That's what he stole. It's like, I want that money, but I don't want to use any of that money on cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want free cigarettes. Oh my God, it was insane. Oh my God.
That's craziness.
Yeah. So no one profiled him, but I would be okay with that type of profiling, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay. It is perfectly okay to profile a man with a machete. So yeah, I did that. That was actually pretty fun. I mean, I hate to laugh at somebody getting robbed, but my God. Did you hear about Gander Mountain?
Yeah, they're closing.
Are they
going bankrupt?
Yeah, they're filing bankruptcy protection. But I mean, they sell guns, don't they?
Yeah.
How the hell do you not make money selling guns?
Everybody that I know that likes guns goes there to look at guns.
I mean, we're so freaking gun crazy in this country. How do you have a store that specializes in selling guns and you can't make money at it?
Right. They sell used guns and antique guns.
They sell used guns too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I mean, it's a gun for God's sakes. We're gun crazy in this country. I can't see not making money with a gun. Good Lord. Yeah. I know that they've got some outside financial advisors and a law firm to prepare a bankruptcy filing. Jesus. I don't get it. They're in so much debt, they're going to have to, you know. What's the debt from building the places or what?
I don't know.
They said they haven't. I don't think they're closing anything yet. But after you file bankruptcy, it's not like people are going to start going.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah. I mean, this scares your customers. Nobody's going to go there after you file. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When it becomes public, you're filing based. When it becomes public, you're filing for bankruptcy. You're effed. You're screwed.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened yesterday. I didn't know they sold used guns. What the hell? How the hell is that happen? You just go in and trade in your gun?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. That's insane.
Why?
It just doesn't sound like a major store should do that. That should be left to pawn shops and things of that nature.
If you've got a perfectly good AK-47 or AR-15 or whatever.
I'll tell you what, these guys with these guns, and I'm fine with guns. You know, I don't mind guns. You know, I know there's some people against them.
Shields has the room of antiques. Gander does the old guns or the used guns.
I know that it's like I'm fine with guns. And here's the reason why. As soon as they allowed them, or as soon as they were ever, if they would have never been allowed, ever, then I'd be like, okay, well, let's ban it, you know. But we started out allowing them. And once you start that, you can't ever take it away.
Right.
Because you, like, for example, if they banned guns tomorrow, if Trump says we're banning guns and the Congress agrees with him, it'll never happen. But if they did, that means that half of the Americans who bought guns would still have them.
Right.
And other people wouldn't be able to buy them. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Guns would be like Quaaludes, you know. Which is a good joke about when they banned Quaaludes. But
over my head.
But it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not going to work at all. They're already out there, so you just can't ban them. Sorry, it's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
So that's how I feel about guns, all right?
Right.
And, you know, we should have the right to buy, blah, blah, blah. But why does anyone need, like, unless they're dealing them, why would anyone need, you know, 15, 25 guns, you know?
Because they like them.
Yeah, but why? You're never going to use them. It just seems ridiculous.
Because they go to shooting ranges and shoot them, or if they're antique ones, they display them. And...
yeah, well, I mean, that's an antique one's fine. I'm not talking about antique. Okay? I understand owning an antique.
For different things.
Yeah.
And there's different kinds for different kinds of hunting.
I like guns. There's nothing wrong with having some gun. Like, hey, you got one, you take the shooting range. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got another, you lock in the nightstand. God forbid someone get into the house. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Maybe you got one, you lock up in the kitchen. God forbid somebody get in the house. You know what I mean? I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not talking about the people.
And you got a couple that you like to use for deer hunting.
Well, let's say, all right.
And then let's go duck hunting.
But still, when you get people
let's go turkey hunting.
You get people with 20, 25 guns, they're just.
It adds up quick.
There's no need for that many.
It adds up quick.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And a lot of people like to keep the ones they have and then get new ones.
Like, this is showing off.
They don't want to.
You know what? It's just showing off.
It's not showing off.
It is. It's showing off.
No,
it is, because I'd like to.
It's an investment.
No, it's just showing off. It's like the people who own all these cars.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I got like 12 cars. What the fuck? What the fuck you need 12 cars for? You're going to drive one. No. Own like three. What do you own 12 of them for? Don't be a dick.
No, it's more like people who collect Barbies.
And the same thing with guns. You don't need 25 guns.
It's not like people that collect cars. It's like people that collect Barbies.
No, you know what? Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, tough.
Like I said, I grew up in Macoupin County. I'm a Macoupin County Democrat. I grew up down there. That means I love guns.
Right.
You know. It's just how I was raised, and I understand, you know. I understand guns. I just don't understand excess. Jesus Christ, there's people starving in this fucking world. You got 25, 35 guns? And the same thing with cars. You know, like I said, you got like 25 cars. What the fuck are you going to do with 25 cars?
I do not know anybody that has 25 cars they're a celebrity.
Well, no, not just a celebrity, just wealthy people. And don't get me wrong. I think people with money should be able to buy. You should be able to buy whatever you want. I'm just wondering why that many cars? Why that many guns? Why that many anything?
I don't think you can compare that many cars to that many guns.
Oh yeah, you can. Why not? I mean, you have it. The ones
the
for
price
what,
points
you,
are completely nah, different.
Yeah, but no. But here's the similarity. I mean, you need them. I'm not trying to put my opinion on anybody, but I think everybody should have a gun, at least one for protection. I really do. I think it'd make the world a lot better. I think it'd make the assholes of this world settle down a little bit if they knew everybody had a gun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Texas.
Yeah. I think, and you know what? And there isn't a lot of people breaking in houses in Texas. So right. I'm all for that. And I like having, you know, a gun to go to the shooting range, okay? And I don't like that we have to get registered. I don't like that shit. I just think you should be able to just go buy a gun.
Right.
Unless you're crazy. If you're crazy, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun because crazy people do stupid stuff. Like if you have shown in the past that you have problems, I think it should be a little harder to get a gun. All right.
Well, he just fixed it so that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. But I think... Listen, I think everybody should have a gun. Now, I'm not – those of you who are anti-gun, I'm not trying to put my pro-gun stance on you. I'm not doing that. But it's just how I feel, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think you could have a lot of them. You might need – like I need – well, I go deer hunting. I need this gun for that. I hunt duck or goose or whatever. So I need this gun for that. Mm-hmm. I have
coyote hunting.
Yeah, maybe you need different guns for different types of hunting. Right. Mm-hmm. But you're using them.
Yeah.
You use them. All right.
And it's
I'm
really
talking
easy to
about
get up to 25 guns.
Maybe a gun comes out that's rare. And I don't think they make any guns rare. But if they do, you say, you know what? I'm going to get one of those and just lock it up for it to increase value. All right.
Well, once you start getting into guns, you become a gun enthusiast and you start liking the way this gun looks or the way this part of this gun looks.
There's no way. Then sell one. Then why? Sell something else. Because this is why. Oh, and Corey says it's an investment in a collection. Why do people need to collect comic books? That's a great point, Corey. And I'll tell you, this is why. People do collect comic books. They collect Silver Age Marvel books because they raise in value. They collect
the early
onset Batman, Superman. They collect the guns with value, okay? Or ever the comics with value. And for every comic with value, there's also an issue of Black Lightning number 8, which is fucking worthless, okay?
Same with guns.
There's also, you know, there's also Dark Star or Dark Hawk, whatever, number 15, which is worth nothing.
Same with guns.
So you don't need those. When I had my comic collection and I got rid of it,
mm-hmm.
I looked at some of the superfluous book. I'm like, this book has gone down and this book is worth nothing. Just throw it away. You know, why do I even have this? And I just started giving them up. So I just don't understand. I don't understand people who have an excessive amounts of guns or excessive amounts of cars or excessive amounts of anything for that matter.
Why?
I saw a guy on a reality show
mm-hmm.
who had six fucking bunkers on his property.
Mm-hmm.
Bunkers. Underground.
Where did he live?
Underground bunkers, like in West Virginia or somewhere.
Okay.
I can understand one big bunker.
Uh-huh.
Six separate bunkers? What the fuck you need six bunkers for?
Because he might think it's fun.
Oh, no. This was a lunatic.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I mean, why would... Well, the government tries to overthrow us. It's like, okay, I understand one.
Yeah.
What do you have six of them for?
For his family.
Unbelievable. I mean, it was insane. You don't think there's something weird about that?
To each their own.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being judgmental.
You are.
I don't see it. I don't see the need for 30 guns. I don't see the need for 30 cars. What are you? All right, let's go to cars. What the fuck are you going to do with all those cars?
Be Jay Leno.
Yeah, why are you? What's Jay Leno doing with all those cars?
He's.
You're not going to possibly drive all those cars.
Do you want him to spend it on alcohol and drugs and excess?
No, I don't care. I don't care what he spends his money in. I really don't.
Then what are you complaining
because
about?
Because I don't see the reason behind it. I don't see the reasoning of...
He is somebody that became rich and spends his money on cars.
I don't get it.
Instead of drugs, like some do.
No, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Give some away, for God's sakes.
He does.
You need all that money for it with all those cars. You look like a dick. You know, I just don't get it. Maybe I'm being judgmental, but I don't.
Like I said, you are.
I just don't get it.
Let people be happy with what they want to be happy with.
Yeah. Maybe I should. I just don't see it. It's like after about four or five cars, you pretty much, you're doing okay.
No.
Trade one in.
You're an enthusiast.
I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
You are.
Or maybe I'm too judgmental. Crazy. You know, but I don't know. I really don't. You know. I guess I don't get it because I don't see it. Like I can see. I could see guns up to like 20, you know, because you do need this one hunts this, this one, this one I take to the shooting range, this one's here. But for one person, now, by the way, it's not a family. I mean, a family, I can see, well, Junior needs a gun and my wife needs a gun, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with cars, you know, well, I need a car, my wife needs a car, kid needs a car. Trust me, I wish I had the money to buy my child a new car when she turns 16.
Right.
That'd be a wonderful gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get it. I guess I just don't. I don't understand. Because with cars, okay, with cars, not only do you need to buy the cars, you need to buy the place to put them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't have a garage that fit 25 cars. So
yeah.
You're going to have to buy a garage.
Parked out front in the street.
You're not going to put your 25. Could you imagine?
I was not bought a 25 grand car either.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine a guy loaded in Springfield, like in Washington Park, who decides to put a bunch of cars on the street? All the neighbors would be pissed. That motherfucker's taking up all the street space. I have to park three blocks away. Oh, my God. I don't get it. I guess I don't get it. People do what you want, but I don't see the need. I mean, with guns, God forbid something happen. All right? What you need is more ammo. Right?
Yeah, that's the expensive part.
Yeah, you need the ammo. Who needs a gun? You need the ammo. I'm going to ask you this question. If you had the chance to own 25 guns or three guns and a shitload of ammunition, what would you do? Knowing that something's coming and that you're going to need it, you know.
Probably three guns and a shitload of ammunition.
Yeah, right? You need the ammunition. Because God forbid something come to blows, the bullets are what's important. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's, there's your importance. The bullets. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Shit. You know, if there's some kind of, Trump or whoever the hell the president is, if they decide to turn on the people, Jesus Christ. The bullets are what's important. Or say we're attacked by Russia.
Red son, Dawn.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Give me some ammunition. I don't need to, you know, I'm not going to be able to use all 25 guns. Give me some fucking ammunition. That's what I need. I don't know. Listen, I guess people can buy whatever they want, but I just don't understand it is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. Maybe it's just the way that I, you know, maybe it's just me, but I mean, I don't know. And I guess you can make that to anything, you know?
Yeah.
So you see people with all these pools and you see people, you know what I mean? Like swimming pools or houses. Houses. There you go. Houses. Jesus Christ. You know? I saw, it wasn't Oprah, but it was somebody worth a shitload of money. One of the Waltons or something. They had like 12 houses. Jesus Christ.
I can't even imagine the upkeep.
I can't even have, I couldn't even see having two. 12. Who the fuck has 12 houses? You know?
Right.
And I actually know people who have a home here where they, you know, live.
Yeah.
And then they have a home in like Florida.
Right.
And I understand that. It's like, well, when I retire, I want to move to Florida. And they still go. They go to Florida now like a couple times a year.
Uh-huh.
But they go for like a week or two at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So they've paid for this house in Florida that sits empty 49 weeks a year.
Mm-hmm. And or is it a share thing?
No. They own the house.
Ah.
They own it. And I think at some, I want to say there was a nephew or somebody that moved in for a little bit, but just to kind of watch things over.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think the nephew lives. I don't think anyone lives there. I think the house just sits empty 49 weeks a year. Of which I can understand if it's an, maybe it is an investment or whatever, a retirement play. But my God, it just, you know, and I guess it makes sense to buy the house now instead of buying it 15 years from now when, you know, because it'll be worth so much more in value. I can understand, you know, but 12?
Yeah.
12 houses?
Yeah.
This house in California for when they want to go to California.
Mm-hmm.
This person, they had a house where they had a house where their main house is where they lived, okay?
Yeah.
Where they worked. Then they had a house in Wyoming. I mean, I don't understand it, but who the hell would want a house in Wyoming? I mean, I guess it's nice. They had a house in L.A. They had a house in Miami or north of Miami on the coast. They had houses, you know, all over.
And right.
Who the hell's got that time? You know? Who's got time to just fly around from house to house and stay? I don't know. Seems like someone's got a spending problem.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but why does that bother you?
I don't know. It shouldn't. That's the point. It shouldn't bother me. I mean, I shouldn't give a shit. You know, I really shouldn't. What someone wants to do with their money is their, and I totally believe that. I believe
right.
If a person's, you know, they could do whatever they want, but I just don't like it. You know.
Oh God.
You know what I mean?
get over it.
I know. I wish I could, but I'm obsessing.
Yes, you are.
I just don't like it. Ugh. It's like, that's too many. Go buy something else.
Like what?
I don't know. There's other, go buy something else cool. I don't know. Who cares? You don't need 12 houses.
Yeah.
You don't need 30 cars, 25 cars, or 25 guns, or 25 anything. It just seems excessive. We're just paid so the pay in this country is just so crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I see someone making a shitload of money, and I know this is wrong, but when I hear someone making a shitload of money, right? The first thing I think is, oh, they're fucking people over. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, you hear a guy pulling in, like, oh, this guy makes $187 million a year or whatever. You go, oh, my God, who is he fucking over? And you know what? He usually is. There's a fucking over of his employees, or there's a fucking over of, you know, of society. You know, radio alone, I'll give you an idea. I'll give you a radio, when we were in it, and in 2002, salaries were at their highest, you know.
Uh-huh.
You had radio talent making a, you know, making a living as a talent, making more money than they'd ever made before. Now, I made, my base was 80, which really wasn't a lot, but for Springfield, that was really good, okay. But in New York and Chicago, you know, guys are making $1 million. You know, they were doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the general managers of the radio station were making, you know, they're making decent money. But, you know, I mean, I got paid more than any of my bosses.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the owner of the company made more than me, but... You know, and I remember Glenn Gardner telling me, you know, when we were negotiating the last one, he goes, I can't give you any more. And I said, I know. He goes, no, seriously, you make more than me. There's nothing left.
Right.
And I remember that, you know. But that was in 2002, right? In 2005, when I left radio. Right. Then when I came back, I remember reading an article about the increase in management pay over like a 7-year period. This is like 2012, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how much general managers and management was being paid, and how far the salary for talent had fallen. And that's sort of become the norm now, you know. Is just, somebody's still getting paid. I mean, I know as a whole, they might be making a little less, but there's still people getting paid.
Yeah.
And it's just the disbursement of money is different. And it's because radio stations went public, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they started trading. And whenever the stock market's involved or trading is involved, you find that salaries get all out of whack. You know, and you got CEOs and general managers making obscene amounts of money. And by the way, talent is making a lot less,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I just find it weird that everybody's okay with that. You know?
Huh.
All right, let me read some of these emails that I've gotten here. Let's see. Ray, the reason a gun store would have a hard time is the internet. Well, I guess that's true, yeah. All right, on today's morning disaster, Ray bitches about people who like things different than him. Cars, cars, guns. Why do you own that many comic books, Ray? Okay, I don't. I sold all my comic books. And God damn it, Ray, stop. You're making me agree with Nikki on something. That's Brent. Now, let's see Corey. Corey's got it. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Corey. Corey's got like a dozen messages. Ray, we are gun crazy, but we as Americans love a good deal. And in my opinion, Gander Mountain's too fucking expensive. Well, there you go. Maybe summed it up.
Sounds like they're going to get more expensive.
Gander Mountain is too fucking expensive. There's the problem. Let's see. Nikki, I'm sorry to hear all you're going through. I'd never make fun of your misfortune. Oh, that's nice.
Aww.
Why do I need 25 guns? Because I fucking can. Don't tell me what to spend my money on. Oh, my God. And it's an investment in a collection. Why do people need to collect comic books? Oh, everybody's giving me shit for comic books. I don't I don't own any comic books.
Oh, just because you don't own them
I
now.
I sold. Yeah, I used. Now, listen. But I told you how much money I made when I bought them.
But just because you don't own them now.
Yes, because I don't make the same amount of money.
But the people that do have the money want to collect, whether it be Barbies.
Well, those people who do have the money, they aren't me, so I don't give a shit.
Or so comic books.
They aren't me, so I don't like them. Listen, this comes after I downsized everything.
Right.
You know? I just think that people are fulfilling their life with things other than what's real.
Right. Because they can.
And it just, I know, but it just, there's so much more. There's so much more to life. I mean, I'm broke. We're, you know, listen, we're broke as hell, you know.
Huh?
My wife and I, we've never been more broke. We've never been more on the edge of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also never been happier.
Right.
Because we have relieved ourselves of so much shit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe it's that, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, I'm looking at other people, and I'm going, damn, your life could be worth so much more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you just downsize. And maybe it's that. Maybe my liberal sensibilities are out of whack. But that's what I went through. And you gotta admit, yeah. I'm a nicer guy now than I was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I was scared of you 20 years ago.
Yeah. And now I'm a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Let's see. It's an investment in a collection. Why do people need to collect comic? Okay. Also, a lot of people who have 25 cars or multiple 25 guns also donate to charitable organizations like food banks and homeless shelters. Oh, well, good for them. Good for them. I'm not saying you have to give it away. I'm saying, why you need to take up, you know. Like people would, I'll use a Hollywood celebrity who had a house. They weren't even married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple. They had like a 12-bedroom house. What the fuck do you need a 12-bedroom house for?
Decorate.
Who needs that? There's no reason. And it was a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the fuck would ever need that? Okay. If you have the money to buy 25 cars, then you have the money to build a building to store them in.
Right.
Ray, ammo and guns go hand in hand. I try to keep a certain amount of ammo on hand so I don't have to go buy it when I want to shoot. Well, yes. That's why I think that people need unlimited ammo. I don't think that, you know. Ray, people who have 12 houses and 25 or more cars is a whole different class of people we couldn't understand. Well, I finally agree with Corey on something.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. We just don't understand them. I don't understand them. I got a note from Al who says, hey, just so you know, brother. I'm going to do it. Just so you know, brother. I drove 2 hours and 10 minutes yesterday and spent $147 out of my own pocket. Oh, my God. What? Just so I could get the garbage truck radio working again so I could listen to the morning disaster with the flu. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
So I guess his...
And he has the flu?
Oh, that sucks. Oh, could you imagine... Could you imagine lifting garbage cans and throwing them away with the shits? Oh, could you imagine that? Got diarrhea and he's lifting things. Oh,
and that does not necessarily mean he has that.
I'd hate to see those underwears.
The flu is cold-like symptoms.
Could you imagine what his underwears look like when he gets home?
Oh, stop it.
God, could you imagine the streaks?
Here we go.
Oh, I bet he shoved cotton balls up his ass.
Would you quit?
All upset with the stomach flu. Oh, God.
Quit.
I bet his underpants are ruined.
Enough.
I really do.
Stop.
He says, some bitch went out Monday like at 8:30, and it was going to be 2 weeks for them to ship the part. So he went and got it himself.
Huh.
He drove 2 hours and 10 minutes and spent $147 out of his own pocket. God bless you, Al. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. By the way, I applaud. That's an excessive amount of inconvenience and dedication just to listen to this show. God bless you. God bless. Now I feel bad that we're not working
tomorrow.
I feel bad.
To listen to one day.
Yeah, but I really do. I mean, I needed I do have to take off tomorrow because I got to go. This meeting is important. This appointment is important. And I would have moved the appointment later, except the only other one is while I'm working at MAY. So mm-hmm. I couldn't do then. I had no choice but to make it, you know.
Right.
At 9 o'clock, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Did you hear about the Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Breitbart editor.
Well, not anymore. I guess they fired him yesterday. But
yeah,
he's
a mess.
He's been heralded a conservative hero. They actually called him a hero because. I'm reading this. I don't know. But I guess he goes around and he gives speeches, okay? And he calls out liberals on their hypocrisy and, you know. And he's become a hero amongst the conservative community.
Well, he did until he started
pedophilia thing.
Yeah.
But so he was... He was going around and talking to college students, and he would pick fights with them, and then he'd prove why black communities are unsafe and dangerous because they're actually unsafe and dangerous, and that they can't get, you know, he would prove that blacks can't. I mean, it just sounds horrible what he was doing, but he would, and people would get angry. He'd prove that, you know, that liberal, and he'd prove that liberals, or he'd show that liberals standing up for them and forgiving the truth, which is they just need to stop it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That it's their own, self-control.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's the self-control that they lack and the discipline they lack. It's not society's fault. You know, he would do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he became a conservative hero. They're like, yeah, this guy's awesome. So he's moved up. He's a Breitbart editor. He's giving these speeches. He had a book deal. I mean, he was about to take off mainstream. But also, he's gay. He is a, of which the conservatives love that because you know how liberals are so pro-gay, you know. And now all of a sudden you've got a gay guy who is conservative, and it has to drive liberal people crazy because they want to defend him because he's gay, but they can't defend him because of the terrible things that they say that he says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that all came to a screeching halt last week when he was being interviewed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in the interview, he was talking about the fact that he was going to be headlining CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Committee. It's a big convention they have every year where all the conservatives get together. And they have a bunch of keynote speakers. Well, the keynote speaker was going to be Milo Yiannopoulos. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know. Okay. Well, then he's given this interview on the internet, okay? And he's talking to liberals, and he's, you know, and he's in some kind of like a Foursquare conversation or something, right?
Right.
And in the interview, he starts talking about the rights that people have. Basically, he's like, American society under Obama and stuff like that, it should just be, let people be who they are. Let them be who they want to be, and as long as they're staying out of the way, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's basically his belief.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like me when I was trying to control what people could buy. I'm trying to control it. We need to put a limit on the cars and guns you own. You know, it's how we liberals are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, I guess I really don't care what you buy your money on, but, you know, if I had my druthers, you know, I'd say watch it on the cars and guns, you know, the excessiveness. But that's the stuff he'd call out. Like, he'd call me out saying, no, if you got the money, you should be able to buy whatever the hell you want. Okay, so he's given this Foursquare interview. And he starts talking about the freedoms that we need to possess. And he goes, for example, we need to talk about the freedoms of, say, an older gentleman and a young boy. And the guys that he's talking to are like, what? What? And he goes, well, for example, sexually, a young boy figures out he's homosexual, and an older gentleman will show him the way. And it's very kind, and it's educational. You know, in other words, he basically defends pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And the people he's talking to are like, and granted, they were some liberal people, and they're like, no, we can't. And the whole thing is, you know how liberals are. They're okay with, with what you do unless it's conservative or unless they don't like it. For example, they want transgenders to have the right to do whatever they want, but they don't want a pedophile to have to do whatever they want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys start going, no, you can't do that. You know what I mean? They start questioning him. And he keeps going on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And he also talks about one of the guys he's talking about says, what you're describing is, it sounds like a molestation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the conversation continues on. And Milo is basically advocating for sex to be legal between like an older man and a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's advocating. And let me play a little bit for you, okay? See if you can hear this.
Arbitrary and oppressive idea of consent.
All right, now listen, that's Milo. Okay, give it a listen.
Which totally destroys, you know, understanding that many of us have the complexities and subtleties and complicated nature of many relationships. You know, people are messy and complex, and actually in the homosexual world particularly, some of those relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming of age relationships, the relationships in which those older men help those young boys to discover who they are and give them security and safety and provide them with love and a reliable sort of a rock where they can't speak to their parents. Some of those relationships are
molestation to me.
It sounds
You know what?
Catholic priest molestation to me.
And you know what? I'm grateful for Father Michael. I wouldn't give nearly such good head if it wasn't for him.
And yet here you are talking about how, look, you know, some of these kids that get diddled by these priests, I mean, it's a good thing for them. They're getting this love. Now they are also getting a
You're misunderstanding what pedophilia means. Pedophilia is not a sexual attraction to somebody 13 years old who is sexually mature. Pedophilia is attraction to children who have not reached puberty. Pedophilia is attraction to people who don't have functioning sex organs yet, who have not gone through puberty, who are too young to be able to understand the way their bodies work. That is not what we're talking about.
You are advocating for cross-generational relationships here. Can we be honest about that?
Yeah, I don't mind admitting that. And I think particularly in the gay world and outside the Catholic Church, if that's where some of you want to go with this, I think in the gay world, some of the most important, enriching, and incredibly life-affirming, important, shaping relationships very often between younger boys and older men can be hugely positive experiences.
All right, so there you go. That is the video. That's the video where conservative people opened their eyes and went, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
Now let me reverse that. I want to reverse that and say, imagine that was between. This is what he's advocating for. He's advocating for any kind of adult male, like a 50-year-old guy, hooking up with like a 12-year-old boy and teaching him the ways of homosexuality.
Mm.
All right, now.
No.
Now turn it around. Turn it around. Imagine a 50-year-old man showing a 12 or 13-year-old girl.
No.
How the world's supposed to work.
Mm-mm.
Now think about, is there any reason for that to be
under no circumstances, no.
And he's advocating it, saying that should be perfectly fine. That shouldn't
no.
be. Well, that's the moment when his book deal got canceled.
Yes.
He was disinvited to go to CPAC and be the keynote speaker. He had every conservative, rightfully so, by the way, turn against him.
Good.
He had every liberal share that video and say, look at this conservative hero and what he's saying. This guy's life went into the shitter.
Yep.
In one interview. And to that, I say thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it gives me hope for this country. Mm. That conservatives and liberals came together and proved that there's some issues that we could all agree on. And hating Milo Yiannopoulos is one of those issues. You know, disagreeing with what he said is finally the thing that brought us all together. So, I get, I say hooray for that, I suppose, because we all have been brought together. And it just goes to show that, listen, liberal, conservative, just society in general, you have to watch who you label a hero.
Right.
I mean, the conservatives called this guy a hero. And listen to what he said. And I could give you liberal examples, too, of people who've done this where they put their foot in their mouth and, you know. I can't think of any this bad. But you know, when this happens, it is nice that we can all come to a consensus and go, yeah, you know, that guy, he's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of him. So Milo's time as being the glory boy is over because of those comments. And by the way, let me ask you. When I told you I was going to play that, you probably thought, "Oh hell yeah, he might have made a little simple thing, but it wasn't that. It wasn't. You didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was."
I watched CNN all day yesterday. Yeah.
Did you think what he said was going to be as bad as it was?
Yeah.
Did they show it on CNN?
Showed parts of it. Oh, yeah. What they could show.
Because that.
But they talked about it all day yesterday.
That audio was very disturbing. For him to say that's okay, I mean, he sounded to me like he's got his eye on a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
It sounded to me like he's got his eyes on your son, and he's got something he wants to show him. Yeah, that would creep me out. So good old Milo is no longer a conservative hero. And that's why I like being on the internet, because we can play something like that and not have to worry about editing it out. But Nikki, there's video with it too.
Ugh, I don't need to see it.
And
disgusting.
The weird thing is one of the guys is wearing this is
pearls.
Like, no, one of the liberal guys is wearing a luchador mask.
Oh, isn't he wearing pearls though?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Milo is. Milo's.
Yeah.
Milo looks very gay. And, but the liberal guys, they look like unemployed slobs. I mean, they really do. One guy, you know, like one guy's bald. He's got a beard and a t-shirt. He looks normal. But you've got this one guy wearing a Mexican wrestling mask.
Mm-hmm.
And you have another guy that just has just facial hair everywhere. He looks like a Wookiee. You know,
mm-hmm.
But they're so shocked that Milo's saying this. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you do hear about Milo Yiannopoulos, that's the video and audio that people are talking about that has basically, I mean, I think he's done. Am I right?
Yeah.
I don't see anyone.
Oh, he's done.
I don't see people forgiving him for that and
no.
And reaccepting him. Whether he's because the next thing he'll do is he'll rehabilitate his image and try to move to the other side, or he'll do something. But I don't see anyone forgiving him. And by the way, he's been the wonder boy of the alt-right movement for a couple of years now. You know, he's racist, he's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And conservatives have loved him until last week and the beginning of this week. And it's one thing that conservatives and liberals agreed on, which is this guy's an asshole and needs zero attention for what he says. So I'm glad that we came together. You know what I mean? To determine that this guy's an asshole. So
yes.
By the way, Al says, he goes, I don't wear underwear. So he just wanted to let us know.
There's no staining of the underwear.
Just for Nikki.
No, that's for you.
I don't wear underwear. And I do have an excess of ball sack. And my balls are huge. So he just wanted us to know.
All right.
He has giant. Does that turn you on? Giant
no.
testicles?
No.
You're not impressed by that?
No. I don't understand balls at all.
Okay. Well, what if he's got a, maybe he's got a big throbbing cock. Does that get you going?
It's 10:11.
I'm just saying, does that get you going? Yes or no?
It's time to go.
We are leaving. I just want to know if it gets you going, if it makes your blood flow a little bit.
Nope. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, listen, we're back Monday. We're back Monday. It's going to wrap up today's show. And I'm off tomorrow. Like I said, I got to go to this appointment. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for Al, who had to drive 200 miles for his car. We'll be back Monday. Nikki, you have by the way, it was great to have you in the studio today.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
All right. We'll call it off, people. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. So long.
Bye.